KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, we have a cloudy sky, 63 degrees in Atlantic. Showers and thunderstorms scattered throughout the listening area, the heaviest right now between Audubon and Anita, and then further off to the south between Stanton and Corning. Elsewhere, some very light rain across parts of southwest and western Iowa. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Lindeman Tractor, offering you farm equipment that works as hard as you do. We look for it to be mostly cloudy today with scattered showers and thunderstorms, a high around 80. So far this morning, we picked up 2/100ths of an inch of rainfall. Well, police in Red Oak say a local teen was arrested Tuesday night for harassment in the third degree. 17-year-old Michael Wade Hamilton of Red Oak was taken into custody at around 10:30 p.m., in association with an incident that had occurred earlier. Hamilton was referred to juvenile authorities. He was cited and then released to his mother. A woman walking northbound in a crosswalk at the 35th and West Broadway Streets intersection in Council Bluffs was struck by a westbound truck last night and critically injured. Council Bluffs police say the accident happened at around 10 p.m. The unidentified female was transported to Creighton Medical Center. The accident remained under investigation. An investigation into the passing of bad checks in Montgomery County and at businesses in Red Oak has resulted in the arrest of two people. Sheriff's officials say at around 2:20 p.m. Tuesday, deputies arrested 20-year-old Kelsey Jean Van Osdell of Villisca on 7 counts of forgery. Also arrested and charged in connection with the same investigation was 22-year-old Eldemar Reynoso of the Dominican Republic, who was residing in Villisca. He faces a single charge of felony. A forgery. The pair was being held in Montgomery County Jail on $5,000 bond each. Red Oak Police assisted in conducting the joint check forgery investigations. The Red Oak Police Department reports the arrest of a Red Oak woman Tuesday morning for simple domestic assault. At around 10:30 a.m., officers arrested 25-year-old Shelby Marie Williams at her home on East Prospect Street. Williams was brought to the Montgomery County Jail and held without bond. The Union County Sheriff's Office said yesterday an Afton resident had reported on June 19th that someone slashed the tires on his Honda Civic and Chevy Tahoe while the vehicles were parked outside his home in the 100 block of West Railroad Street in Afton. The incident occurred sometime overnight or early that morning. The loss was estimated at $700. Mills County Sheriff's Office reports the arrest Monday evening of a man wanted on a warrant for harassment in the first degree in violation of a no-contact order. 36-year-old Christopher Joseph Brown of Glenwood was arrested at around 5:15 p.m. and brought to the Mills County Jail, where his bond was set at $2,300. In other news, the Atlantic Parks and Recreation Department's Board of Directors will meet in a special session this afternoon to act on end of fiscal year 2015-16 budget matters, along with a fiscal year 2016-17 budget that begins July 1st. The board will also act on approving a ground lease agreement with Atlantic Municipal Utilities and the appointment of Assistant Parks and Rec Director Seth Stashelm to the Parks Director position. Their meeting on June 20th, the last session, was the current one for Parks Director Roger Herring, who had earlier announced his retirement. In other business, the Parks and Rec Board today will discuss and likely act on matters pertaining to the Sunnyside East Shelter masonry work and support of a PetSafe grant. Stashelm will provide an update as well on the Harl Holt Park basketball court project. Their meeting takes place at the Atlantic Parks and Rec Department office at 1200 Sunnyside Lane beginning at noon today. The next regular meeting of the Atlantic Parks and Rec Board is July 25th at the Atlantic City Hall. A fourth-floor water fountain apparently ran nonstop over the weekend and damaged floors, walls, and equipment in the Pottawatomie County Courthouse in Council Bluffs. The leaky fountain was discovered Sunday morning, but by that time, water had seeped through much of the courthouse. On Monday, crews spread throughout the building, drying the floors, tearing down parts of walls, and cleaning up ceiling tiles that fell onto computers and other equipment. Jim Yoakum, the county's director of building and grounds, says it's too early to say how much money it will cost to repair all that damage. And in the funeral announcements, James H. Jorgensen, age 91, of Audubon, died Saturday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for James Jorgensen will be today at 10:30 at Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon, with the Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon in charge of arrangements. Sue Vaughn, age 62, of Manning and formerly of Bayard, died June 20th in Carroll. A celebration of life service for Sue Vaughn will be held tomorrow at 7 p.m. at the Bayard Community Center, with a potluck dinner beginning at 5:30. Odie Funeral Home in Manning is in charge of the arrangements. Sadie Wiesack, age 102 of Atlantic and formerly of Adair, died Friday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Sadie Wiesack will be on Friday at 10 o'clock at St. John's Lutheran Church north of Adair, with Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in charge of arrangements. Laura Sandin, age 60 of Erling, died Saturday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. Funeral services for Laura Sandin will be this Saturday at 10 o'clock at the Bellevue Memorial Chapel in Bellevue, Nebraska. And Nick Ravis, age 72 of Atlantic, died Sunday at his home. Services for Nick Ravis are currently pending at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Lindemann Tractor. Lindemann Tractor is good news for your blues. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.